Hi, and welcome to this episode of Baseball Talk. I'm Lennox Dolan.
And I'm Jared Sands.
In this episode of Baseball Talk, we will talk about the NL standings predictions.
Before we start this episode of Baseball Talk, a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor.
Okay, so our topic today is now that we've seen start of the season, we're going to do some more standings predictions. And this week we're just going to do the NL and then we'll do the AL next week. So, yeah, let's get straight into it. Let's go with the East. And how about Jared, you share your whole East predictions and then I'll share the whole, like, do the
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so let's start it off with last place. I have the Nationals in last. I feel bad for Juan. He's like the, I'm not going to say the only good player on the team, but, you know, I just feel that team is going to end up in last place at the end of the season. Like, sure, they may have a good patch through the season, but putting them down in last place. All right, fourth place. I have the Marlins. They've actually started off relatively well. Pitching staff's been good, but fourth place for them. I think that honestly the future is Jazz Chisholm, and you just gotta make sure he has a good season, develop him. Maybe they could make a big trade midway through the season, possibly. Maybe get a star, put them into playoff contention, but I got them down in fourth place. Third place, I have the Braves. Slow start for them, honestly. The bats have been really slow, except for probably Ozzy Albies. But Marcell Ozuna, off to an awful start. Because last year he didn't play, actually. Acuna still recovering from the injury, and they're not playing him full-time. He's playing he'll play every other game, but he's still not full Acuna, you know, like, sure, he's hit. We all saw that falling home run. That was pretty sick. But
450 while falling down.
But this isn't like full Acuna, you know, he's still recovering. But slow start for them. Third place. And then second place, we have the Phillies. Here's a fun fact. Kyle Schwarber against the Mets hits a home run every 7 at-bats. That's how good he is against the Mets. But he has been good to start off the season. Harper's hitting well. I mean, the whole offense is doing well. Castellanos is doing well for them. So everything's clicking, except Didi Gregorius got injured. But honestly, I think they just got to fix up the pitching. After you fix up the pitching, second place, possibly a wild card. And then in first place, not to be biased, but the New York Mets, they are playing unbelievable. We got Tyler McGill, also known as the McGoat, as Lennox would say. He's McGoat, and he's been playing like that. What a start to the season for him. Pitched in the combined no-hitter. Mets had a combined no-hitter, first no-hitter of the year, second in franchise hit history, first combined no-hitter in franchise history.
First no-hitter of the season.
First no-hitter of the season, yes. So he was the starting pitcher in that one. Scherzer has been off to a good start. Lindor has been off to a fire-hot start throughout the season. Alonso, the bat's cooking. He hit another monster shot today, two-run homer.
He had two home runs today.
He had two homers today. Yeah. I didn't see the first game. I saw that second one.
Second game, he hit two home runs.
Yeah, I saw the first one. So 7 homers on the year for Alonso. I mean, honestly, if he keeps this up, I think he could be at a 30-homer season. He is off to a very hot start. Just everything's clicking. Everything is clicking. Like, the base run, like, everything. Like, Marte's hitting well. Canna's hitting well. Nimmo, He's always walking and stealing bases, but just everything's been well. The hitting and the pitching. It's just a really good team, and I think that this is the year. I know Mets fans say this every year.
Jared, don't jinx nothing. Don't jinx nothing.
I'm not going to jinx nothing, but I think Mets are going to be first place this year. I think we got it. I think we got it.
Okay. Okay, so my NL East, fifth place, got the Nationals. I definitely think that Soto's going to leave. I really hope the Mets get him because it's over. If the Mets get him, I'm not trying to jinx nothing, but if the Mets get Soto, that's going to be scary.
Can we say that the Mets are doing all this without DeGrom too?
Yes. We don't even need. I don't think we should even re-sign him.
Rondon's in free agency next year. Pick up him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe.
Carlos Rondon.
Yeah.
No, but I agree with you. We get Soto.
Yeah. Not that we need to like save our money or anything. So. But number four, I got the Phillies. Phillies, like they're doing all right, but they're not. They have Zach Wheeler. He almost won the Cy Young last year. I like their pitching staff. I don't love their lineup though. I do like the young talent they have. I like Bryson Stott. But I don't think they're gonna do very well this year. Number three, I got the Marlins. Like Jared said, Marlins are off to a pretty good start. Like better than they've been in the past few years. But I do think Jazz Chisholm is really good, and I think they're gonna get slowly better and better through like over the next few years. But I don't think they're gonna be a first place team anytime really soon. And number two are at the Braves. Honestly, the NL East is not a very strong division anymore. Last year, it was a pretty strong division, but this year, now that the Braves lost Freeman, it's not a very powerful division. The Braves, they're now that they lost Freeman, like I said, like Matt Olson, he's good. I just think their lineup is just like they lost a couple people, Soler, and it's their lineup is just not great, I don't think. But number one, I got the Mets. Again, I'm not trying to jinx nothing, but we are doing this without the 2-time Cy Young Award winner, Jacob DeGrom. And last year we were poopy without DeGrom. But this year, you know, we got Scherzer, and you got to believe in Uncle Steve. And, you know, he's going to get us there. And, oh, also, by the way, when our GM, whatever his name is, for the Mets, told Steve Cohen the options for when they had to cut, like, they had to cut two people for the roster cuts and stuff, he told him multiple ways that they could drop people, some involving Cano, some not. And Steve Cohen said, make the baseball decision, which I thought was a very good thing for the owner to say to the GM. So, yeah. Jared, you can go on to NL Central.
Yeah, I think dropping Robinson Cano, one of the highlights of the year, honestly. He was batting something like 130 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm so glad they dropped him. I think I don't know who the second guy they dropped, but I think they should have dropped
Yoan Lopez.
Oh, okay. I think they should have dropped Cano and Trevor May. Cause Trevor May is so bad. Trevor May at some points I'd rather have Cano than Trevor May. But yeah, Jared, you can go on to the NL Central.
All right, so here we go. NL Central. So the way that the season has been going for the Reds, 179 winning percentage. They are 5-23. They are 3-8 at home and 2-15 away. Let's get started. The Reds are absolutely awful. I have Jonathan India on my team. He started off bad, got onto the 10-day IL, was good for 3 days, got me probably a total of -2 points, and now he's back on the IL 10, so good for him.
Might want to think about selling that India RTA,
No, I got to hold it. It's a bad start. See that for India. It's a bad start. But overall, it's a nightmare in Cincinnati, honestly, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better in the foreseeable future. So let's just move on from then. Fourth place, give me the Cubs. Seiya Suzuki, sure, he is raking, but will it last? Nah, it won't last. So, yeah, so let's put them there. I mean, they're okay. But fourth place is where they go. I mean, keep developing Seiya, maybe get a star or something. All right, third place, give me Pittsburgh. I think that they have a good team now. They're not that, you know, that trashy team that everyone looks on for memes and stuff of Javier Baez absolutely breaking every person's ankle on their team. We remember that from last year. 200 IQ play against the Pirates. But
it was really, it wasn't as much of a 200 IQ from Baez. It was more of a -1,000 IQ from the Pirates first baseman.
Exactly.
At any time, even after the run scored, he could have just stepped on first base. And he could have also, he could have just tagged Javi. Even if it was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
But it was funny. That's all that matters.
It was funny. Yeah, of course it was funny. But
just common sense baseball.
The Pirates first baseman took the bait to run at him back towards home plate when he was literally a foot away from first base with the ball in his glove.
Yeah, so even though they have a losing record, still they're not a laughingstock, and I think they'll end up being decent. They'll be like that mid-team that people notice. You know, not like the Colorado Rockies somehow in third place this season. No, they're going to be noticed. Cabrian's going to have a good year, and this team is not going to be a laughingstock. All right. Second place, the Cardinals. They're going to start – they started off really well, 16-11, 7-5 at home, 9-6 on the road. They are starting off really well, but it's the Cardinals every season. They start off well, and then by, like, July, August, in the clutch, they fall apart. Same with the Padres. And both are in second place right now. And so St. Louis probably going to fall apart towards the end. Maybe a wild card for them. Who knows? Milwaukee takes the division. I mean, honestly, of course, you know, the fans are hoping for a possible Yelich rebound year. I think it is possible, and I think they're going to win their division again and make it pretty far in the playoffs. I wouldn't want to play them in the playoffs. I mean, I'd rather play them than the Dodgers, but, you know, they seem like a really good team so far this season. All right.
And with the Brewers, like, again, a scary thing of facing them in the playoffs is that if you're playing like a best of five series, you're done.
Exactly.
You're done.
Exactly.
Because they have three all-star starters in their rotation.
Yeah.
Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, Freddy Peralta. That's three all-stars.
I mean, like, sure, we have good pitchers too, but I swear to God, like, one game, we could take dubs. Put Mad Max on and he'll pitch 8 innings. But give it 5-7 games, unless the bats explode and we don't, like, let up 10 runs in the first inning, that is good. But
yeah, yeah.
5-7 game series, I'm a little questionable on it.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, NL Central, last place, I got the Reds. They're just really hard to watch right now. Even though I like Jonathan India, I like the young talent they have. India, Tyler Stevenson, I like the young talent they have. It's just been very hard to watch them. But number four, I got the Pirates. Did you see that they lost a game to the Cubs 21-0? They legitimately let up 21 runs in one game in 9 innings, and they scored 0. That's just insane. Number three, I got the Cubs. Cubs, like Jared said, Seiya Suzuki, I think he's going to be a good player. I don't think he's going to be like a more than one-time All-Star, because I think he's probably going to be an All-Star this year. But who knows? He could turn into something. He could turn into a franchise player. Like, who knows? But for now, like, their pitching staff is just not that great. So for now, they're in third place, I think. Number two, I got the Cardinals. It's hard to see how they think that they're going to be good when their ace is Adam Wainwright. Or their ace is Jack Flaherty, who plays like 10 games a season. But their ace when Jack Flaherty is out is Adam Wainwright, who this is his last year playing in the MLB before he retires.
Same with Pujols and Molina. Yeah, they got three people on their last year.
It's hard to believe that they think they're going to be good, because it's not looking like they're off to a good start, but their pitching they're going to let up a lot of runs, I think. But number one, the Brewers, like I said,
they're going to fall apart. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Like I said, the Brewers 1-2-3 punch. Like, you've seen a 1-2 punch. A 1-2-3 punch, that's scary. Especially for pitching. And Yelich is off to a pretty good start. With Yelich,
that's like a Jordan Pippen Rodman thing right there.
Yeah.
Like a Bosh Wade and LeBron. Yeah. And like, you rarely see those triple punches in baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. But with the Brewers also, I think Yelich, I think he's off to a good start. He's doing pretty well, but I don't think he's going to be the same player he was. I don't think he's going to be the MVP that he was. So, yeah, let's go on to the NL West.
In the modern era, in the past few years, there have only been three. There have been 3-1-2-3 punches right there. Correa, Bregman, and Altuve. Bryant, Baez, and Rizzo. And now, today, it's Story, Bogarts, and Devers. But Bogarts wants out of Boston. That could affect things for the future.
But the funny thing I thought about that story that I saw, that there's a source that, like, they said there's a source that Bogarts wants out of Boston. But the funny thing was that the source was, like, Bogarts' friend, like, not affiliated with the MLB at all. I just thought that was kind of funny. But anyway.
Okay, never mind.
It's NL West. Go ahead.
Yeah, NL West. Okay. So let's go fifth place. Arizona. Yeesh. Actually, everyone in the NL West has a winning record, but Arizona is just going to finish bad because it's Arizona, honestly. Like, they just can't come out of a season with a winning record. When was the last time that the Diamondbacks had a winning record in a season?
A while ago.
2016. No, 2017 was the last time they made it to the wild card. I think that was the last time they had a winning season. They're just bad. So it's surprising that they're having a good start. The NL West is tight, bro. Arizona's 5 games back. San Francisco's 4. Colorado's 3.5, San Diego's 1.5, and the Dodgers are in first place. It's going to end up tight, but Arizona's going to fall apart. Next up, I got the Rockies. I don't know how they've come out to a 16-12 record so far. They're 11-5 at home because they play in Colorado and they have Chris Bryant. It's not going to work out. It's just not. It's not going to work out. I don't know what's going on in Colorado. I don't watch the Colorado scores or stuff, but I don't know how they've gotten out to start. Third place, let's go Padres. Sure, Manny Machado has gone off to an unbelievable start. He is hot. Tatis is coming back, but it's the same deal every single season. You know, they always start off amazing, and this is what it was with a lot of teams in the NL. The Mets, the Cardinals, the Padres, a ton of teams just start off unbelievable and then fall apart. The Marlins, I mean, everyone. And it's going to happen to San Diego again. Right in September, they fall apart. Maybe a wild card. Who knows? Giants, surprisingly in fourth place. I'm going to have them finishing in second because, I mean, they're competitive. They're going to make it out of that fourth spot. And then Dodgers at one. It's the Dodgers. They're absolutely destroying at home as they always do. 10-2. I mean, last season, I'm going to say they probably lost like 10, 15 games at home. They were unstoppable at home. But it's the Dodgers. No explanation needed. First place for them.
Yeah. All right. My standing predictions for NOS. Number five, gotta go to the Diamondbacks. It's ugly for the Diamondbacks. They have one legitimate hitter in their line. Like, one legitimate player in their lineup, and that's Ketel Marte.
They have a winning record, surprisingly.
Yeah, yeah.
14.
It's not going to last, but... Do I really have to say anything more about the Diamondbacks?
Will Ketel Marte make it to the All-Star game?
No.
No, so they won't have any All-Stars?
No. No All-Stars.
Or... All-Stars. And their star pitcher is Madison... Bumgarner.
That's, ugh. It's just, like, some of these teams are just hard to watch. Like, just talking about them makes, like, oof. Okay, let's go number four, Rockies. Rockies, like some teams are just off to a good start. Just because, like, their schedule has been easy. Rocky's schedule, I'm pretty sure, has been pretty easy. So, they're surprisingly in second place right now, I think. But that's not going to last again. The Rockies suck. Diamondbacks suck. And, number three, I got the Giants. So, the Giants, honestly, my only explanation for last year was that, or I have two possible explanations for how they were so good last year. So the first one is that the whole team was cheating. And the second is that Brandon Crawford was cheating. So, yeah, that's my only two explanations that they were cheating, or... maybe they just were really good. Sometimes the team just comes together and they're just really good. But it's hard to believe that they're going to be the
same. You mean sign stealing stuff?
What? Like sign stealing?
Like the sign stealing?
Yeah. I don't know.
You think that they're...
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. That's my only explanation for how good they... But, you know, like sometimes a team just comes together and they're just really good.
Yeah, I mean, like, and also they had a really good pitching staff last year.
Yeah, yeah.
They're star pitchers, so.
Yeah. Okay, so number two, I got the Padres. Padres, they're doing, how are they doing good right now or no?
Yes, they're second in the division right
okay.
now.
Okay, so
they're getting half behind.
They're second in the division without Tatis, and Tatis has what?
Bro, Machado, he's off to a crazy
yeah.
start.
If Machado keeps this up, and honestly, it's hard. It's like Tatis has come back from worse injuries before and still been really, really good. So it's hard to believe that he's not gonna be the same Tatis that he was. But yeah, if Machado keeps it up and their pitching staff is good, then it's gonna be really close. It already is close in this division, but number one, I think it might just be the Dodgers number one for the next like 4 years, because Trey Turner and Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, I went to spring training and I saw them there with their lineup without Mookie Betts and without Max Muncy, and it was still a World Series lineup. Like, that's just insane. Like, take away two of their best players and it's still a World Series lineup.
That's what the MLB should do. It's unfair, but I mean, honestly, I don't know how you lose in the playoffs with that team and now you have Freddie Freeman. At least take $50 million away from them or something. Or, like, get rid of two All-Stars. It's insane.
Yeah. It's insane. But, yeah.
I don't see how the Dodgers don't win the World Series probably 3-4 straight years for the next 3-4 years.
Yeah.
It might just be them for the next 3-4 years, definitely.
It might. Like, there's a very real possibility that it's just going to be Dodgers, 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 Dodgers.
I mean, hopefully not. But I'm just saying, maybe the Mets will clutch this year.
I have a challenge. I have a challenge. Say Dodgers 10 times fast. For you at home, you can do it. Or
Dodgers, 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 Dodgers.
Okay. You kind of did it. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all we have for today. See you guys in the outro.
Listening to this episode of Baseball Talk. Episodes come out every Sunday.
You can check out all the podcast apps and websites we're on and more at sites.google.com/view/baseball talk. That's sites.google.com/view/baseball talk. We have merch now. If you want to get Baseball Talk merch, then DM us on Instagram at baseball_talk11.
And if you want to get our unbelievable merch and you don't have Instagram, no problemo. Email us at baseballtalkpodcast@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to
Baseball Talk.